Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? Well, a Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. Excuse me. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer, where it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is
Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our families is protected, and all of the other countless blessings that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. At this time, I will play another selection.
Hold on,
hold on,
doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. Yes, he will. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
hold
he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa.
Heavenly Father, you woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely to another weekend. Our family is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Well, I'm moving.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Your Heavenly Calling. Praise be to God. And our scripture reading for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 in the NIV Bible. And it says, Holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. You have a heavenly calling, plans for your life that originate from the throne of grace. The Lord raises you up to be everything he created you to be. You are a member of the great assembly of witnesses with supernatural empowering for all he calls you to accomplish. You have, and you have authority. All things are subject to God's plan for your life as you obey him. What is past is gone. The Lord is doing a new thing in you. This is why Paul says in Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, you may feel pulled downward by the circumstances of your life, but your call from Jesus is ever upward. Therefore, leave the past behind. Let it go and look up to pursue your victorious heavenly calling. Take hold of God's plan by fixing your thoughts on Jesus. You don't have to figure it all out or be in control. Rather, you focus on Christ, continually drawing nearer to him spiritually, relationally, emotionally, intellectually, physically, and psychologically. And when you do, he takes care of the rest. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, we fix our eyes on you, pressing on to take hold of all you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah. give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Elohim, which means the strong creator God. In Genesis 1:1-2, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His mighty word. Amen. Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you, we find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imitation gave the elephant its long trunk. Gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. You choose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. We praise you for the greatness of your creative powers and ingenuity. We adore you for the fullness of your power, and we honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature, work together to populate your great creation that we call earth. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Elohim, forgive us when we fail to recognize your creative power. Forgive us for not stopping and being awed by your hand and the masterpiece of your creation. Forgive us for doubting where we should trust you, even when it comes to our own life, our health, and our purpose for living. We have not always seen you in the light of your greatness, and sometimes we make you seem much smaller than you truly are. And for that, we are sorry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. But racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
Elohim. Thank you for the security we experience when we recognize you as the great creator God. No one was there telling you how to make the earth rotate in its orbit so it would continually receive light and heat, and yet you did it perfectly. We thank you that you know all things and don't need us to try to figure out how to solve our issues or make our plans come about. You put the universe together with your words. Thank you for knowing how to put our life together as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Elohim, create great things for us to walk in. Create intersections where you merge our passion, experiences, skills, and interests together so we can fulfill the calling you have for us. Create in our heart a purity that is peaceful and appealing to those around us. Create our destiny, we pray, and then guide us into it for your name's sake and for your pleasure. We trust you to create our life's story and to give us all we need to fully live out the path you have planned for us. Thank you, Elohim, for being the strong creator, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Praise be to God. So as we get ready to go into the word, I will play a selection. Two selections. My God.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yes. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. My God is able.
And set you free. He's able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. God is able, able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yes, able to deliver you,
able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God
is sustaining me. Don't you know God?
It's holy.
It's
covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel him all over me.
And no matter,
no matter what the
circumstance,
sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me,
my Lord.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me, excuse me, to the book of John. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 15 through 19. Amen. Again, that's the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 19. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Amen? It says, said, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So Jesus was soon going to leave the disciples, but he would remain with them. How could this be? The advocate, the Spirit of God himself, would come after Jesus was gone to care for and guide the disciples. The regenerating power of the Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus' ascension in 20 and 22. And the Spirit was poured out on all the believers at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us and all believers, helping us live as God wants and building Christ's church on earth. By faith, we can appropriate the Spirit's power each day. The word translate advocate combines the idea of comfort and counsel. The word could also be translated comforter, encourager, or counselor. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person on our side, working for and with us. The following chapters teach these truths about the Holy Spirit. He will never leave us. The world at large cannot receive him. He lives with us and in us. He teaches us. He reminds us of Jesus' words. He convinces us of sin, shows us God's righteousness, and announces God's judgment on evil. He guides us into truth and gives insight into future events. He brings glory to Christ. The Holy Spirit has been active among people from the beginning of time. But after Pentecost in Acts 2, he came to live in all believers. Many people are unaware of the Holy Spirit's activities. But to those who hear Christ's word and understand the Spirit power, the Spirit gives a whole new way to look at life. When Jesus said, I will come to you, he meant it. Although Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in believers, and to have the Holy Spirit is to have Jesus himself. Amen. Praise be to God. Sometimes people wish they knew the future so they could prepare for it. God has chosen not to give us this knowledge. He alone knows what will happen. But he tells us all we need to know to prepare for the future. When we live by his standards, he will not leave us. He will come to us. He will be in us, and he will show himself to us. God knows what will happen, and because he will be with us through it all, we need not fear. We don't have to know the future to have faith in God. We have to have faith in God to be secure about the future. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for granting to us the privilege of coming to your house to meet with other members of your family, that we might rejoice together in your love, and that we might commit ourselves more completely to your purpose for us. Today, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. We thank you for the gift of eternal life that causes us to love you and to love others. We come thanking you for the privilege of worshiping with our substance. And so we bring tithes and offerings, accept these gifts, and bless them to the good of our community and our world. To your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We all like to receive gifts. Parents enjoy receiving gifts from their children, and children enjoy receiving gifts from their parents. Husbands enjoy receiving gifts from their wives, and wives enjoy receiving gifts from their husbands. People enjoy receiving gifts from their friends. Employers occasionally receive gifts from their employees. And employees enjoy receiving gifts from their employers. There are times when we give gifts to strangers, and there are times when we receive gifts from strangers. But God is the greatest giver of gifts. James declare in James 1 and 17 in the NIV, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Our Lord contrast the good gifts of God with the ability of fallen man to give good gifts to his children. In Matthew 7 and 11, and the RSV Bible says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The only gifts that God bestows are good gifts. Amen. Tonight my text is coming from John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17 in the RSV. And it says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Gift of the Holy Spirit. And tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen? And it says, God always gives his good gifts with the right motives. All of us have received a gift that did not come with the highest motives. When God gives a good gift, it is always with the proper motive. Amen? God's gift comes as an expression of his love. God's gifts are not substitutes for his love. They never come as a payment or bribe. Praise be to God. As a payment or bribe. God's gifts are an indication of his hope for us. We should recognize his gifts as an affirmation of our worth. His gifts come to us as an expression of his divine confidence in us. Amen. God's gifts to us are always chosen by his wisdom. God's gifts are practical. God's gifts are good. God's gifts are helpful. God's good gifts are always appropriate. Someone remarked concerning a gift of money, which came in the form of greenbacks. The color of the gift is always appropriate. God's gift of the Holy Spirit to each believer as an indwelling presence is a gift. It is unmerited, and it does not come as an expression of gratitude or as a payment for service rendered. The Holy Spirit is a gift of unknown value to the recipient at first. The value of this gift to the new believer is far beyond anything he or she could possibly evaluate. The Holy Spirit is a gift of unsuspected value to everyone. Not a single person who receives this gift from God has any idea before receiving it of its significance to them. Amen? And the Holy Spirit, it's a gift of undiscovered value to most believers. Have you ever received a gift without understanding its value or recognizing its significance? This is true in every instance concerning the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift of unappreciated value to most of us. How long has it been since you have expressed sincere gratitude and thanksgiving to God for his gift of the living presence of his Holy Spirit? This gift has great practical values. This gift can have great sentimental value. This gift can have great emotional value. this gift can have great spiritual value. And this gift has great teaching value. And this gift has great permanent value. We need to recognize and appreciate God's gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's gift. The Holy Spirit is not a reward for hard work. The Holy Spirit is not a prize to be won. The Holy Spirit is not a property to be purchased. The Holy Spirit is not a treasure to be stolen. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God to each of his children. The Holy Spirit is a present gift. The Holy Spirit is a purposeful gift. The Holy Spirit is a powerful gift. The Holy Spirit is a precious gift. The Holy Spirit is a personal gift. Interesting to note how the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit is translated in modern versions of the Bible. The variety in the manner in which this verse, John 14 and 16, has been translated, provides us with a key to the significance of this great gift that God has given to us. The Holy Spirit is called a comforter in the King James Version, a counselor in the RSV Version, a helper in the New King James Version, and an advocate in the NIV Version. The Holy Spirit is all of these. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit, John 14, praise be to God. Whatever we ask in Christ's name, that shall be for our good and suitable to our state. He shall give it to us to ask in Christ's name is to plead his merit and intercession and to depend upon that plea. The gift of this is a fruit of Christ's meditation bought by his merit and received by his intercession. The word used here signifies an advocate, counselor, monitor, and comforter. He would abide with the disciples to the end of time. His gifts and grace would encourage their hearts. The expression used here and elsewhere plainly denote a person, and the office itself include all the divine perfections. The gift of the Holy Spirit is bestowed upon the disciples of Christ and not on the world. This is the favor God bears to his chosen as the source of holiness and happiness. The Holy Spirit will abide with every believer forever. Christ promises that he would continue his care of his disciples. I will not leave you orphans or fatherless, for though I leave you, yet I leave you this comfort. I will come to you. I will come speedily to you at my resurrection. I will come daily to you in my spirit, in the tokens of his love and visits of his grace. I will come certainly at the end of time. Those only that see Christ with an eye of faith shall see him forever. The world sees him no more till his second coming, but his disciples have communion with him in his. These mysteries will be fully known in heaven. It is a further act of grace that they should know it and have the comfort of it. Having Christ's commands, we must keep them. And having them in our heads, we must keep them in our hearts and lives. The surest evidence of our love to Christ is obedience to the laws of Christ. They are spiritual tokens of Christ and his love given to all believers. Where sincere love to Christ is in the heart, there will be obedience. Love will be a commanding, constraining principle. And where love is, duty follows from a principle of gratitude. God will not only love obedience, obedient believers, but he will take pleasure in loving them, will rest in love to them. He will be with them as his home. These privileges are confined to those whom faith worketh by love and whose love to Jesus leads them to keep his commandments. Such are partakers of the Holy Spirit, new creating grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I conclude this message this evening, God gave the gift of his son who came to die for us. He has also given us the gift of his spirit to live within us, to work the work, to work the works of God, so that we might be delivered from the power of sin. If you are not yet a believer in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit invites you to come to him today that you might receive the gift of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. If you have already received Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit is a gift you should recognize, appreciate, and respond to fully. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life. to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with the sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. and join us in our class. Amen? Praise God. It is so good to be back. I took 2 weeks out for vacation, and that's why we were not on air for 2 weeks in the last 2 weeks of September. But praise God, all is well. I was on a woman's retreat and had a hallelujah good time. So may God bless you again and heaven smile upon you till we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night, everybody. God bless you and shalom. And we will leave out on "All Belongs to You" by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you. Belong to you.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.